99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Our question, what is the most ridiculous way that your body's been damaged? 206-803-ROCK.
A couple off the YouTubes, if you will, says I got hit by a rock the size of a softball in kindergarten in my eye. And I still have this floating scar on my cornea that looks like a mangled helicopter when I stare up at a blue sky. That is quite a lot. And here's a pick-me-up. We had a kid, got a shoelace caught in his bike chain crossing the street, got hit by a semi. It gets worse. His mother was a crossing guard, watched it happen, did not know it was him.
Wow.
And then the follow-up was, the family ended up completely falling apart later. That's a pick-me-up. Yeah. Hello, Steve. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Long time listener since day one.
Oh, thank you, man.
Appreciate it, man. Thank you.
Yeah, I thought I'd call in about this. This is falls under beer decisions.
All right.
Okay. So I'm working on my car. It's got a squeaky belt. So I'm putting sandpaper on the belt. No problem. I got lots of room. My dad starts his car, I don't know, a little bit later. He's got very tight space there, and I'm like, I can do this. Because, again, it's a beer decision. And so I get the sandpaper in there with my index and middle finger. Boop. Two fingertips gone.
Gone?
Just like that. Yeah. Split second. Twist it off.
You still have two fingers with no tips on them.
That's right.
Okay.
Which hand? And, right hand or left hand?
Well, that's the crazy part. It's the right hand, which I am right-handed, but I'm also ambidextrous and I write with my left hand. So it really didn't have a bad effect overall.
So you were already ambidextrous when these two fingertips got ripped off?
Yes.
Does that affect your phone use?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, the other two fingers are good for that.
All right.
If you're missing two fingertips, what are the more difficult things to do that most of us would not think of?
Well, again, I called it the claw, the pinky and the next finger next to it, plus the thumb. I did that for months because it took me 6 months to be able to bend those two fingers again. And I can bowl and everything like that.
Just ball slips out of your hand.
I was going to say, do you bowl right-handed? And if you do, does the ball come out early?
No, it's fine because, like I said, 6 months of therapy, I got them to bend back to 90 degrees. They were, like I said, twisted off, so it did some damage.
God.
But here's the crazy part. I had to wait 3 days to get them sewed up. And when I went to... Oh, sorry about the background noise. I went to urgent care, and I got a 90-mile-an-hour ambulance drive to Valley Medical Center.
3 days later?
No, that day.
Okay. I should say, because they call it urgent care for a reason.
Right.
Not 3 days later.
Yeah, why did it take 3 days for them to get to it if you were already there?
Well, they couldn't do it at urgent care, so they sent me down there, and I looked up at the board. When I got to urgent care, and they're like, you're on your own, buddy. 4.5 hours. So I sat there with 106 people for 4.5 hours waiting for whatever. And then it was, you know, an appointment 3 days later. So.
I don't feel like you should have to make an appointment for that. You know, maybe that's just me.
No, you're in first. Would be my guess.
That's what you get these days. The medical profession is in the toilet.
Oh, yeah, you know? It is.
Well, how long ago did this happen?
It's been 2.5 years.
Okay. All right. So not long ago. All right.
Yeah. I got a good doctor. Oh, and I found one of them the next day.
You found one of your fingers. Was it, where was it? In the carburetor?
No, it was in the driveway.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay.
Did you keep it?
I picked it up and I rolled it around a little bit and I said, yeah, that's my finger. And I put it back down on the driveway and posed it so I could take pictures from each angle. And so I have that for posterity.
Okay.
All right.
But you didn't keep the tip.
I really thought about it, but I was like, you know what? My daughter saved a goldfish in the freezer one time, but I can't do this.
I see.
How long does she keep her daughter or her goldfish in the freezer?
Oh, my God. It was like 6 months. Yeah. It was kind of weird.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah. That's a little weird, man.
What is the most ridiculous way that your body's been damaged? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Karen. Welcome to the men's room.
Hi, guys.
Hola. Don't you love having your name now?
No.
Yeah, my son, this is no joke. So my wife's best friend's name is Karen. It's the woman that introduced us. And that's how we know her. Told our son a couple of years ago, hey, we're going to go visit our friends. You might remember them, you might not. Karen and John. And my son, like, his mouth pops open. Like, Dad. I'm like, what, man? He's like, don't call her that. Like, don't call her what? He said, Karen. I said, dude, that's her name. He, honest to God, did not believe it was a real name. He just thought I was throwing out a slur. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
Well, dude. There's no Karens in his class.
There's none.
Right.
I just figured there was some Karen somewhere that he would recognize at least that it is an actual name.
There's no 12-year-old Karens, really.
No, there's really not.
There's not going to be for a while.
No. Hell no.
So, Karen, what did you do?
Well, at 5 years old, I was at my grandparents' house in California, and we were doing cardboard cutting of a castle. Well, me and my sister reached for the knife at the exact same time. She's like 2 years older than me. And while we start fighting over it, she pulled so hard that she cut my middle finger and my ring finger to where they're just hanging by skin.
Oh, God.
Is your hand still messed up?
No, actually, it's just fine. I got about 7 to 8 stitches, and it only took, like, a little bit to recover. So it was, like, not too damaging, but it's, like, those were my favorite two fingers to suck on when I was little. So it was, like, difficult for me.
I don't know if I had a favorite sucking finger.
You would know if you lost it.
I guess so.
You know, it's probably. Yeah, but
at a certain age, this is like the every one,
salty,
does.
Delicious.
Yeah. Mine was my thumb.
Your thumb?
Yeah.
And your thumb.
What is the most ridiculous way that your body's been damaged? 206-803-ROCK.
My younger sister, it was her middle finger. She'd do it upside down.
Why is that? Like, you see a kid suck their thumb, you're like, whatever. If they're sucking any other finger, it just looks weird. And I don't know why. I mean, it's the same difference in the end, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, neither of my kids were big, big thumb suckers. Not much. I think my son did a little bit. My daughter liked the pacifier, which a lot of people have a problem with. And but she was like 2.5 years old, and my wife and I are like, Jesus, man, this is getting weird. So you talk to other people that have raised kids, and my aunt said, what are you worried about? I said, well, dude, you know, everyone's saying, like, this is about the age. She should be done with it. And she said, listen, Stephen Gregory, as she calls me, do not worry, because once that pacifier comes out of that girl's mouth, she's not going to shut up. I said, there's no way for you to know that, right? She didn't really talk to you. She was right.
Yeah.
I mean, just one day, she did not want the pacifier, and it's just talk all you need
to. And away
to.
We go.
Oh, yeah.
What is the most ridiculous way that your body's been damaged? 206-803-ROCK.
It's kind of like the walking, right?
What do you mean?
Like, just watching some of my other friends' kids. Like, it's like, man, is that kid ever going to walk?
Oh,
and then it's like, you show back up 2 weeks later, and it's like, you got to chase the kid everywhere around.
That is the weird thing. You know, you want your kids to be healthy and reach all the milestones they're supposed to reach. And, you know, they'll start crawling and dragging themselves. My daughter takes her first steps. We're like, this is awesome. By the next day, it was annoying.
Yeah.
I do not know where the kid is. What did she just crash into? What did she reach? When did she climb? Where is she gone? Right. It's great that they can walk, but you're like, damn it, man.
And there's just that certain age where, every kid goes through it, where they're just running around the house.
They just run.
You could hear it. It's like 30 seconds till somebody starts crying. Like, somebody's going to trip.
I always feel bad at the airport, you know, because if you're traveling with a kid who's about to, and they have just basically learned to walk within the last couple of months, you have a bunch of crap you have to carry. Because God knows when your kid's little, you must bring 8 million things with you to travel. But the kid, no matter where you're walking, they are running.
And correct.
Every time I go to the airport, you see these little kids, and my wife's like, oh, my God, I hope the parents. I'm like, I promise you the parents are 20 feet behind them.
Yeah.
They got their eye on them. He just can't run after because he has 15 suitcases, 14 stuffed animals, a bag of Cheerios, and a breast pump. Just the kid will be fine.
Box them out.
Yeah.
That's always my thing, especially on the street. Just box them out.
The
parents are around the corner or like just 20 feet behind, like you said.
They will appreciate it. Hello, Isaiah. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, hola.
Hola.
So I was about, I think I was in like second grade when this happened. And you know, the tetherball?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Like when you play. So, there's a rope that the ball is on. And usually on the pole, there's like a hook that you can tie the rope around, so you could tie the ball up to the pole. And so my friends and I, we're like climbing to the top of it. We're like scooting to the top of it and sliding down. And so comes my turn. I climb to the top of it, slide down. Hook gets caught right on my dingle.
Oh.
And just tears it. And so I had to go to the hospital, had to get it patched up. And now I have like a scar that's like going up my shaft. Probably like it's probably a like the length of my index finger.
Now, when you the first time that you're going to bed a woman, do you explain what they're going to see or do you just let them find out for themselves?
I kind of just let them find out because I think it's a funny story sometimes. So,
why is your penis disfigured?
Yeah, I mean, it's just, I don't know. Maybe it's just me. I just want to beat him to the punch, you know, when a disfigured penis. So I feel like I'm going to give you a little bit of warning.
Look, one's bigger than the other. I mean, something. Yeah.
There's been a couple times where I'm like, should I tell her?
Depends how drunk they are. And how old were you when this happened?
I was in second grade, so probably about like five or six, maybe.
Second grade, that's what, seven or eight.
Yeah, but at least at that point in time, you still hadn't learned about the special purpose of that thing.
So I'm telling you, like, it sucks no matter what age, but you're right. As an adult, if you do that, what your concern is a lot different than it is as a kid.
Yep. What is the most ridiculous way that your body's been damaged? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Brian. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, hola.
Hola.
Well, I'm in my mid-60s. Just want to give you a little background. And I stopped to in February to wash my work van. I got out, walked around the front of the van, and went down on the ice, and I broke 12 ribs.
Jesus!
That's almost all of them.
That's what, half of them, yeah. I believe?
All on one side. I punctured my lung in two places, and so once I got up and kind of tried to shake it off, I finished washing my van.
Of course.
And a little adrenaline rush there. And so I got in the van and I called my wife and my boss and I said, I think I need to go to the hospital. I can't breathe. So long story short, got to the hospital, 5 IVs and 2 chest tubes, and they took 2.5 units of blood out of my right lung.
Damn.
I was off work for 3.5 months, and this fall was so great that it even gave me AFib for the rest of my life.
Oh, wow, man.
So now you're going to take the car through the drive-thru wash, right?
So why were you washing your car? You said there's ice. Why are you washing your car in the winter?
Oh, yeah. My employer makes us do it once a week.
Uh-huh.
And it's too big to go through the automated one, so it's all on us.
So can you get any kind of workman's comp as a result of that or no?
Oh, yeah. I was for 3.5 months on L&I.
Okay.
I mean, that makes sense. That seems crazy. If it's that cold out, you still got to stand outside and wash it.
That was my thought.
Like, maybe the boss give you a pass on this week.
I feel like a lot of things happen in the wintertime. Certain things people don't care about. Mike, maybe your wife's the same way, but like, you know, women are like, hey, I'm going to shave my legs. Well, in the wintertime, like, that's done. Yeah. And it's always, but no one's going to see my legs. I'm like, well, I'd see your legs. She's like, deal with it.
Yeah.
Like, fine. Then the weather breaks and all of a sudden, like, there's this whole body makeover. And I'm like, so all of this is for other people.
I need to put on the self-tanner.
Yeah, like, none of this applies to me. No. It's when other people see it.
Correct.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, we're hitting that time.
Correct.
What is the most ridiculous way that your body's been damaged? 206-803-ROCK.
I mean, yeah.
Does your wife do the, I always love this move, right? So, I don't know, you're going somewhere, maybe fancier, a nice dinner or some event. And I put on a pair of heels or quote-unquote nice shoes.
Yeah.
But in these shoes, like, 2 toes are exposed. All right, so instead of all 5 being exposed, just the cut of the shoe, 2 toes are exposed. Those are the 2 that get painted. And it cracks me up every time. I'm like, are you seriously painting just these 2 toes? She's like, look, the shoes I'm wearing, these are the only toes that show. So I'm like, so you have 4 painted toes out of 10. She's like, yeah.
No.
Okay, you know.
Whatever you need. She has not rocked that move.
Really? Give it time, brother. I swear to God. You know what? I'll tell you what you do. Gift her a pair of shoes, a nice pair of shoes, with the promise, like, for your anniversary.
She'll never wear them.
And then, baby, but we're going to go to this restaurant.
Yeah. Right?
And just make sure
it's a perfect opportunity to wear those shoes again.
And
you.
A certain number of toes are exposed. I'm curious to see if those are the only ones that she paints. Yeah. That's the power move.
Right, the other weird one is boots.
What do you mean?
It's like boots are kind of hot, right?
With oh, sundress. Yeah, for sure.
And then I remember one chick, I was like, you're wearing mismatched socks underneath those?
Well, yeah.
And I don't know why it threw me off. She was like, what did you think I was wearing? I was like,
you just figured your socks,
I don't know, or knee height. Like, I don't know what I thought. Just, I thought they'd at least be matching. No, yeah, ankle
don't
socks.
Don't need to be.
Yeah, yeah. Good point. Hello, Brandy. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola.
Hola. Okay, so this is a doozy. My mom was raising six kids in Hollywood in the 1960s, and they were all running around, and I was the youngest, little teeny, teeny me, and she always told all of us, hey, listen, don't get on the bike without your shoes, and definitely don't put little Crystal on the bike without her shoes.
Let me guess, helmets never came up in this conversation.
All the time. Don't do it. And then my sister is so headstrong. She's like, you know, I'll do what I want. Right. Well, so I'm jumping up and down. I wanted to ride on somebody's bike. Everybody's having fun. And I'm just this little thing. And my sister goes, fine. So she puts me on the back of this Schwinn bicycle with Abe Hager handlebars, a banana seat, and a suicide bar in the back.
Oh, yeah, the good old days, ma'am.
Yeah, and there's no pegs for my feet. So my feet are spread out.
Oh, no.
And you know when you first start on a bike and you sway back and forth? Well, whoop, there goes my big toe flying up in the air.
Oh.
She picks me up. She's running into the house. She's screaming. All the other siblings, they're all screaming. They're running in after her. My family sees me. My mom and eldest sister, they start screaming. So they wrap me up, and they rush out to the station wagon. They stick me in there, and they're heading out to the hospital, and they tell my brother and my other sister, you stay here because you got to go find that toe.
I'm on toe duty.
So did they find the toe?
Well, here it goes. So we're rushing to the hospital. One of my other sisters is got her head out the window, and she's screaming like an alarm. Woo, get out of the way. So we get to the hospital. The door's open. All these crazy people are flying in the hospital. The doctor looks at, oh, my gosh, we need the toe. So my brother, he's looking on the street with my other sister, and they're looking. Now, all of us, the oldest one, probably was maybe 16. So here, he's 12 years old. He's looking around on the street where my toe was, and this old lady comes out. She comes out and says, are you looking for that little girl's toe? Well, they look at her and go, yeah. And she's, well, I didn't want my dog to eat it, so I threw it in the garbage. It's in a little baggie. So if you want to get in the garbage, you can go climb in there and get that toe out there. So my brother, this huge, giant garbage can, he jumps in. My other sister's standing there with her eyes as big as saucers, and he's digging around in this garbage, and ooh, it smelled awful. So he gets the toe, and he gets down, and he's like, well, now how are we going to get to the hospital? So he goes to the neighbor, and he knocks on the door, and the neighbor opens up the door, and the smell just about knocked her out. She's like, oh, my gosh, what the heck? And he goes, listen, and he puts this toe up, this bloody toe, and he says, my sister's toe got cut off, and I got to go to the hospital so they could sew this back on. So she goes, oh my God. So she puts some paper down on the seats and takes her and my smelly brother down to the hospital. And they end up not sewing it back on because there's too much grease.
Too much grease from the trash?
Yeah, it was just too much grease from the bicycle spokes.
Oh,
okay. That makes sense. All right.
Yeah, so when I got older, it was like, oh, my God, I'm so embarrassed with my toe. But I used it for my benefit. because when I was in school and I was being bullied for being so little, I just ripped off my sock and started chasing everybody. I'm going to touch you with my toe.
I guess flip-flops were an option.
All right.
Yeah, I did not know that was that's something you do.
What is the most ridiculous way that your body's been damaged? 206-803-ROCK.
From the Pinkies Plumbing Studio, you're in the men's room. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK.
The 10 greatest songs of the 21st century coming up. We'll sit and spin with the Daily Mix Morning Show right after emails on our question. What is the most ridiculous way your body's been damaged? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Chris. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
First time caller, long time listener. You guys are awesome.
Oh, thank you, brother. That. Welcome to the show.
Yep. So when I was about 10 or 11, I was taking out a bag of trash, and it started to fall out of my hand. So I reached out, tried to grab it again, and through the bag, I grabbed a serrated can lid, like a can of vegetable lid.
Yeah.
And, like, caught it right in the nooks of where the fingers bend on the inside, and, like, cut open off. Five of my fingers on one hand, right in the nook of the fingers.
Jesus, man.
It didn't cut them off, though, right?
No, I didn't cut them off. One of them went, the pinky, I think it was, went to the bone, but I didn't cut them off or anything. And just, but because there's a fold of it, they couldn't stitch it or anything. They had to pretty much super glue them and hold it in place so it couldn't move, so the super glue could help heal it together again.
Hopefully you only eat frozen vegetables now.
All right.
You know, canned vegetables suck anyway.
They do, but even like soup, any of that stuff. My parents would always freak out.
Those are dangerous.
Super dangerous, man. We used to get back in the day, before they put them in little plastic containers, Skippy pudding, was it Skippy? Something like that. Whatever the pudding was.
Snack packs, I don't know.
Yeah, snack pack, but they had it in metal cans.
Those were Del Monte.
Was it Del Monte?
Del Monte and Hunt's with those.
Yeah, so you had to pop the lid off. But your parents put them in your lunch every day. And my mother every day was like, whatever you do, do not lick the lid of the pudding can. I'm like, Mom, I've got it. And every single day, I licked that top as much as I possibly could.
Did you ever cut your tongue?
I did. I just didn't tell her.
All right.
I did cut my tongue, but only once out of probably 75 times. And I remember as soon as I cut it, like my mouth filled up with blood. We're in the cafeteria, spitting it out in the trash can, telling the teachers, like, no, I'm fine. Like, do you want us to call your parents? No. Don't worry about it. I was just very quiet for the next 2 days.
Dude, you know when you use aluminum foil, it's got that ridge on it?
Uh-huh.
So my dad once was smashing trash, basically deeper in the trash can as he didn't want to take it out.
Yeah.
And that the empty roll's in there and it rips his finger open or whatever. But I mainly remember this. I remember him looking at my mom going, what the hell's that doing to the trash? And she was like,
it's trash.
Where else would it go?
Right.
Yes.
Have you ever cut yourself on those?
That or saran wrap's the same way. It's just saran wrap's edge.
The one I've got. Like aluminum right. foil tear is easy, so saran wrap, especially with the press and seal, right?
I can't use it. It drives me up a wall. It's always sticking to everything.
It sticks to everything, and I'm fighting with it, and now my mood's getting bad, you know what I mean? So I remember jerking that thing off of there, just cut my fingers across the top. And then you just stop, and you're like, God damn it.
What is the most ridiculous way that your body's been damaged? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Rebus. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, boys.
Hola.
So, let's see. Back in 1987, I was 17 years old, and I was a janitor at a church. And a friend of mine and I were, cleaning up in the, the youth center. Well, they had pool tables and stuff, and so we started playing pool. And then that escalated into pool cue, swordsmanship, and we're, fighting each other. And then at one point, this guy had really, really bad impulse control. And I looked away, and then I heard him yell my name, and I realized that a ping pong paddle was about to hit me in the face. And he had thrown it across the room. And those things, even though they've got the handle on one side, those things just fly like a frisbee. And I have really, really bad vision in my right eye. How 20/20 means you. When you see something, it's like it's 20 feet away.
Correct.
If it's 20 feet away. I have 20/240 in my right eye.
Good God, man.
Yeah. Yeah. I can see shapes of things, but that's about it. Unless I'm wearing my glasses.
All from that ping pong paddle.
No, I got chemicals in my eyes twice as a child. Fingernail polish remover when I was a toddler. and trisodium phosphate when I was about 10.
What is trisodium phosphate?
Do you know how that happened?
The fingernail polish remover, I was a little kid, and I remember it. I thought it was water. I poured it into a swimming pool, and I dipped my head in the water and came up screaming, apparently.
Okay.
The trisodium phosphate, my dad was a window washer, and it's a powder that they use, and it can actually take your skin off, like one layer, you know, it makes your hands kind of pink and painful after you use it. And it was in some carpet in our car, and I was laying on the floor of the car because I've got, like, perfect directional sense, and so my sisters would ask me, okay, where are we now? And I could always tell them. Well, at one point, I got up, and my fingers kind of did this little dig through the carpet, and it jumped up into my eyes.
Jesus.
And yeah, my dad had to, like, scoop me up and rush me into my grandparents' house and wash my eyes out. And so because of that, you know, like, one of my eyes is almost normal, but the other one is just messed up. And so I've always thought if anything's ever coming towards my face, I will dodge to the left so it takes out my right eye.
So where did that thing end up hitting you, based on the fact you can't see it coming?
Well, that was the thing, is like with this ping pong paddle coming at me, I thought I was dodging the right way, and I dodged exactly the wrong way. And so the ping pong paddle hit me in the left eyebrow. and from about 40 feet away, I mean, this guy's targeting was just impeccable. And what ended up happening was I just reached up, and he said, no, don't touch it. And I didn't know why. And it turns out that the moment that I touched my eyebrow, my finger just slid all the way across it, because of the fact that it had split my eyebrow open, so you couldn't even see that I had one. Oh. It was just meat and bone and blood. And it was just gushing blood. It was pretty bad. I did get some good x-rays of my skull later on, though, when I went to the hospital. But, you know.
What about the vision in your left eye? Did it come back full, or is it messed up now, too?
No, I never lost any vision in my left eye. My left eye is totally fine. It's just the right one is just god awful because of the chemicals.
Has anything happened since that time? You're 55 years old in the medical profession, that there is maybe a potential way to bring some of your vision back in your right eye?
You know, I imagine that if I got the LASIK surgery or something like that, that might do it. But I would probably only need it just in one eye, and I don't even know if they do that.
I don't know. It just depends on one eye LASIK. Right. Well, they would do one eye LASIK.
Yeah.
But is that going to cure the situation?
I don't know
because of the chemicals.
Plus, after you hit a certain age, it's almost not worth it, because I get my eye exams every 2 years. I get a little worse each time. But she had brought it up, and I said, well, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not super interested. I'll just keep getting glasses. And she goes, look, I just have to bring it up because of my profession. But she goes, at your age, there's no point to do it, because like everything else in your body, it's just going to break down, slow down, et cetera. So if I give you LASIK, it'll clear up your vision, right? But in 2 years, you'll be back to essentially where it started from. So she's like, don't waste the money.
I got it in 1997, and I was back in glasses by 2005.
But you did the experimental thing, right?
Right. That was still pretty early.
Because I remember they started playing these commercials on the radio, and I want to say you took advantage, but they're like, hey, if anybody, well, there's this new LASIK thing, but they'll do it for you because they're trying to promote the concept of it. And when they explained to me what it was, I was like, well, how long have they been doing this? And I said, look, we really don't know, but they just started advertising it. And I'm one of those people who said, I will wait to hear the side effects where you shoot laser beams in my eyeballs.
It was approved. It was just early on in the technology.
Right.
Because they used it to go in there with a razor blade, and they would do these crisscross things, and they would cut your cornea.
Yeah.
Or whatever it is, and do it that way. And I can't remember the name of that, but I thought, man, that sounds awful.
Yes.
But watching the laser go across your eye, and then they open the flap, and you don't know darkness until you've either been in a cave or you've had LASIK surgery. It's crazy watching yourself go blind. It freaks you out.
Yeah.
And then they put the flap back on, and all of a sudden, you can see through a little bit of a cloud.
Okay.
Because it takes a little while for that to clear up, because it's been cut by a laser. And they do it to the other one. And the thing is like when they say don't move, don't blink, don't look, they mean it. You could...
How do you not blink, though?
I was going to say, that's the challenge.
There's a laser going across your eye, man. You can't blink, or it'll cut off your freaking eyelash brow.
I feel like I'd be like, hold my eye open.
Yeah.
Your eyelid would be gone.
But they don't have anything to like hold it open.
I'm just saying, they might have.
I don't remember it that well. I just know as far as being still and not blinking, that was very, very important.
Because even the puff test that they do now, when's the last time you got your eyes checked in? Did they have the little air?
Yeah.
So like, I'm an adult. I know it's coming. It does not even hurt. But once you know that's what they're about to do, you can't help but start squinting. And you always hear the doctor because they can see your eyes. Like, open your eyes, man. I'm like, I know this. It's just any human being, if you know that something is going to go into your eye, the first thing, it's instinctive. I want to close them, right?
And you look at football players, like, see what you hit.
Right, but it's understood.
And you can position your head correctly in that guy's chest or whatever, or your shoulder. But there's a lot of football players who tell you, like, your eyes still blink for half a second when you make contact.
How could they not? Yeah.
What's the most ridiculous way that your body's been damaged? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Maria. Welcome to the men's room.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Hola. Thanks for being here.
So I broke both my wrists because I breastfed my son.
Because you breastfed, what was he, 16 when you were doing this? How did you break both wrists?
No, he was 5 months old when the first one broke, 7 when the second one broke, and he was nursing so much and I was pumping so much, I was an overproducer, that it took all my calcium stores.
Oh, so no. Are you kidding?
End up breaking.
Did they give you any kind of warning of that? Like when your kid's born, you know, and they go through all the rigmarole and teach you this, did they ever mention, like, hey, by the way, if you're an overproducer, just know your calcium count's going to go way down?
No, I had no idea. So when I go into, like, the doctor and they're like, oh, like, yeah, your wrist is broken. What have you been doing? And I was like, I'm just literally caring for my son and he's literally in the carrier with me. And they're like, oh, are you breastfeeding? And I'm like, yes. And they say, how often does he feed? Are you pumping? All that stuff. And I go, yes, he feeds. I pump. I overproduce. I have like 1,000,000 ounces in the freezer. And they're like, oh, it's because you don't have enough calcium in your system now because he is taking it all through your breast.
He's a calcium vampire.
Do they make you do Similac or something, you know, like anything else other than that method?
They gave me some calcium supplements, which were super hard to keep down, but it ended up clearing up when he was a year old, and we ended up breastfeeding until 19 months.
Do you have another child?
I do. I have another one.
And did you say there's no way you're getting on my breast?
Did this happen again to you?
Not yet, no. But I've been taking calcium supplements and just watching my calcium intake, and so far, so good.
How old is the kid now? How old?
The second one is a year. The first one is 4, and he's no longer breastfeeding.
Well, okay. I would hope not a 4, wow, man.
Don't bend over and do
that. Your mom would need that.
Hey, mom, break it out.
In a Red Robin. What is the most ridiculous way that your body's been damaged? 206-803-ROCK.
Have you ever accidentally talked to a woman who's breastfeeding? Yeah. I've done this. I did not realize she was breastfeeding because she was very covert about it, which I understand. I just did not know that that's what she was doing. She's just sitting by herself at the stable at a restaurant. I recognize her. I talked to her for like 2 minutes. It's just a regular casual conversation, you know, weather, this, that kind of thing. Go back over to my wife. She's like, why were you talking to her? I'm like, oh, dude, that's so-and-so from blah, blah, blah. She's like, I know. I'm like, I just said hello. What's the problem? She's like, she was breastfeeding. I'm like, what? And then when I turn around and look, I'm like, oh, God, man. That explains, because it's the look on this woman's face.
That explained her boob hanging out.
No, you
the
didn't
whole reason
see
I was
it.
Talking to her.
But just you the played look it, on I think her playing face. It correctly, you just went over and talked. I've done the
I
thing
did, yeah.
where I was talking to my friend and went, oh, you're breastfeeding. I'll come back.
No, I did right, not.
Which
I, did not
do that. I know.
Don't react that way.
I know. Just, it explained the look on her face. I'm just like, it seems a little weird. Whatever.
What is the most ridiculous way that your body's been damaged? 206-803-ROCK.
It is awkward.
It is so weird. Because my wife's like, dude. I'm like, babe, I honestly did not know. She's like, you didn't notice? I said, I didn't. But she did seem a little, I don't know, less social than normal.
You
know,
you did it with Taryn in the pump room.
Dude,
she was the only person that had a kid. She came on. This is what she's come on after us. You wanted something in that fridge.
In the freezer.
I heard you be like, why is this door locked? It's like, dude.
I did not know she was in there.
I know, but I'm like, let's think about it. There's only one pregnant person. She's about to start her shift. Like,
and I'm jiggling the door, and I'm like, what the F? Who the F locked the door?
To be fair, it has never been used as a nursing room, ever.
I know.
Like, that was literally the first time that room had ever been used
for that. It did say that's what it's for.
It does.
But the one time it's locked, I don't think it's out of line to think maybe Taryn's in there pumping milk.
You're right. Did not cross my mind.
But it lasted, 9 months or long? No, it lasted years without that actually being the case, didn't it?
Yeah. Correct. Thing's always open.
So, like,
I was just shocked.
I don't blame the guy.
It was locked. And the thing is, it's the one place we have a freezer, right, instead of the fridge. On maybe like salmon from Castle or something. But there was something in the freezer specifically that I wanted. The hell's wrong with the door?
What is the most ridiculous way your body's been damaged? 206-803-ROCK.
My bad.
Right, it's like when you're pooping and somebody's like, with the stall?
Open the door.
Take another stall.
Hello, April. Welcome to the men's room.
Occupied.
Hello.
Hola.
Hola. So, this is not about me, but my husband. I think he's the most unlucky guy in history. So, in 2005, he had a work accident. He works on tower cranes and construction elevators. And he got his first finger and his thumb cut off. And they were able to reattach the first finger, but not the thumb.
Oh.
So then,
did that add anything spicy to the bedroom? Was it weird, right? Just, you're making love to your husband, and you're used to, you know, his hands grabbing you. Like, were you aware that there was one thumb difference?
It's kind of hard to hold a boob without a thumb.
Yeah. Because now you're just touching.
Well, amazing. He actually does everything quite amazing because he's right-handed and it was his right hand.
Oh.
So he actually does everything great. But
except for
even
chopsticks.
About 5 years later. Oh, yeah. He actually does chopsticks with his left hand now.
Okay.
Oh, all right. Oh, okay.
He can do anything.
I can't do them with my dominant hand.
I know. So then about 5 years later, he had a little accident with a table saw and cut off a little bit of his pinky on the other
hand.
Jesus.
I mean, it's kind of a matching set then.
Yeah, so the joke is that some of his friends call him 8.5.
8.5. All right.
All right. 8 Mile. What is the most... Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, and then, just in 2021... for a lack of better words, there was an unsavory person that was trying to steal his truck while he was working on the back of a job site, and he tried to intercept it and ran over his legs.
Of course.
And, and thank God. I mean, it could have been so much worse, but he has some...
It was bad enough.
Did they find the guy that stole his truck?
They would have to look for them if you would find them. Yeah.
I got you.
I follow.
Jesus. All right.
Mm-hmm. What is the most ridiculous way that your body's been damaged? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Rob. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
Hey, I got one for you. Okay, just to start out real quick. Drugs, which is weed, alcohol, a bet, and stupidity all take place in this one.
Okay.
We were at a party at my grandpa's house here, you know, about 20 years ago. And, you know, he's got the long picket fence, you know, with the barbed wire, electric fence, the whole nine yards, keeping the cows in. And we had, you know, the weed going, the drugs and everything. My buddy goes, dude, I'll bet you $500 you can't hop six of those fence posts from one end to another. And they're only about 3 feet apart. And I'm like, I step bigger than that. Okay, I got it. So I jump on the first one, no problem. Second one, no problem. Third and fourth, no problem. Just as I'm getting ready to step to the fifth one, somebody screamed, which kind of threw me off balance. I slipped. Not only did I rack the boys on the post and I slid down, it landed on the electric fence and the barbed wire, and I proceeded to set the boys on fire.
Oh my God.
Yeah, and when we got off of it, I'm like, after I'm feeling better, I'm like, I'm kind of feeling lightheaded, and I look down at my foot, and I see blood. Well, I end up going to the hospital. Yeah, I actually did enough damage to the scrotum sac. It required 4 stitches to close it back up.
Great balls of fire. Mm. How did you put it out?
Goodness gracious.
Oh, yeah. The best part about it, my buddy who bet me felt so damn bad after he'd done pretty much pissed himself laughing. He actually still gave me the $200. Goes, dude, you'd have had it if that person wouldn't have yelled. And I'm like, I appreciate that.
I still wouldn't light my testicles on fire for $200. Miles does ask a good question. How did you put the fire out?
Actually, I just kind of swatting the boys. I mean, it's about a 20,000 volt fence because he's got a lot of big cattle, and yeah, it Great balls of fire, buddy. It was smoking.
Brother, I did not see that story going that way, man.
They can't stop and drop and roll on their own.
Yeah, no.
No.
You got to get down there. All right.
Okay. Lit his testicles on fire.
That's when you know you got to do a little trim work.
Wow.
What is the most ridiculous way that your body's been damaged? 206-803-ROG.
Hello, Andrew. Welcome to the men's room. Top that.
Hola.
Hola.
So, I'd say about 5 years ago, I was riding my bike through the city of Chicago coming back from a bar. Riding it, and all of a sudden, I...
Oh, don't do that. Yeah. Wait, you just broke up. You're riding, and all of a sudden, what happened?
I rode my bike, hit a pothole, and my chin hit the hood of a car. Split it open 7 inches, and I had a hole going to the chin bone of my face.
What are you, Dudley Do-Right? How big is your chin?
I know.
They said it split because of how severe, how hard I hit it. So I hit the pothole, and all the weight of my body hit the hood of the car, splitting it open.
God. Was there anybody in the car?
Yeah, I was riding a bike, so there was no car. Oh, no, there's nobody in the car, but I was parked.
Okay, jail's a parker.
Luckily.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I did some damage to the car, so sorry whoever that was. And I unfortunately, I had to walk away with my bike all messed up.
You probably thought somebody got shot. There's blood all over his car. There's a gun in the thing.
Jesus.
Still to come, Tara Daly. Steve makes some Daily Mix morning show. They'll join us to sit and spin the 10 greatest songs of the 21st century. And we got your emails coming up next to the men's room at KISW.com.